Welcome to Earth's Mightiest Weirdos. Short, or not short, but a small group tonight on the Weirdos. Welcoming in Mark from This Diz Live podcast and Babu's freaking podcast and This Diz Live and Tiki Room Radio and this Universal podcast, whatever else is coming. Mark, how are you doing this evening?
It was not a Freudian slip. I am short and I am here, but thank you nonetheless. I'm excited. It was a black tie event, but I didn't own a tie anymore, so I just went with black shirt event. I'm really excited, man, for the Tony Awards. Very excited for like this. This was super creative. What an amazing and culminating way to celebrate Earth's Mightiest Weirdos and a year of Marvel. I remember the first time that we did this, that we talked about the slate of Marvel for 2021, and our eyes were wide, and we were just so excited for what the year brought. And I think it even overdid some of the expectations that we had for what was going to happen on Disney Plus, man. So I'm super excited for this. If you're in the chat, do us a favor, give us a thumbs up, say hey to us, keep that chat lively tonight. Let us know what you think. Whenever that chat is lively, it pushes us out in the algorithm. When you give us a like or you share it with a friend, it pushes us out to more weirdos in the universe. And we would love to connect with more Marvel fans here on YouTube. So hello, welcome to the Tony Awards.
And speaking of connecting to Marvel fans, y'all showed out this week. We sent out a ballot for the Tony Awards and we got 113 responses for the Tony Awards. So either somebody created a bunch of extra emails so they could fill out the ballot multiple times to try and stack it. Mark Adams. Mark wanted to make sure that Falcon and Winter Soldier was represented for sure. No, but thank you so much to everybody who voted. There's really not a whole lot of other Marvel news, so I guess we just got to get straight into it. Hello, son.
Hi, Dad.
How are you?
Good.
Good. So we're going to ask everybody tonight some of their favorite for the Tony Awards, the Tony Stark Awards, right?
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Do you know what a Tony Award is?
No.
No. It's given to the best in Broadway musicals.
Oh.
So, yeah, you wouldn't know that, would you?
No.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to ask you four categories, and I want you to pick which your winners are of the four categories. There's many categories tonight, but I'm going to ask you four of them because we're sticking with the Mount Rushmores, right?
Okay.
So what was your favorite series on Disney Plus from the MCU in 2021?
I think I liked What If.
What If was your favorite one?
Yeah.
Wow, hot take.
Vision, Falcon and Winter Soldier, Loki, What If, and Hawkeye. Your answer is What If.
Yeah, I really like that show.
All right, I like it. All right, and then number two, what was your favorite film in the MCU this year? There was Black Widow, there was Shang-Chi, there was Eternals, and there was Spider-Man No Way Home.
Spider-Man,
yeah. I'm not surprised by that answer. We will put this out right now. We will be talking Spider-Man No Way Home, certain moments throughout the film. So some Spider-Man spoilers may be part of the episode tonight. So we wanted to be able to make sure that you know that we are talking Spider-Man tonight. Your next question. What Disney Plus series in the MCU are you looking forward to most this year? Moon Knight, She-Hulk, Ms. Marvel, or the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special?
On the Holiday Special.
Really? How yeah. come?
I just really liked the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, and I thought that would be pretty good.
Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas should be a lot of fun, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you think they'll hang an ornament off of Groot's arm?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. And the last one I'm going to ask you is, what film are you most looking forward to this year? Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, Thor: Love and Thunder, or Black Panther: Wakanda Forever?
Black Panther.
I thought that might be your answer, given the shirt that you're wearing today. All right. Well, thank you so much, pal.
You're welcome, Dad.
All right. Well, he's ready for the MCU for sure. What if? Yeah, that's
I like it. Jax is the master of the hot take. Yeah, he's the master of the hot take right there. He's clearly learning from you. He's got the hot take.
He knows what he's doing. Well, let's get right into it, because this either could go for 20 minutes or this could go for like 4 hours, and I don't think anything in between. Justin's helping Andrew find United We Fan, I believe. Thank you so much, Justin. Thank you so much, Andrew. Give us a chance. We do like what we do on United We Fan. I haven't seen Marky Mark here yet, but I think Marky Mark is going to show up. We talked about the Tony Awards on our United We Fan that we are dropping this Wednesday as well. So Rob is here. He says She-Hulk is going to be good. Andrew says Guardians for him. We'll talk about it when we get to it because that is a hotly contested category. Well, Mark, are you ready to get into it?
Yeah, I can never miss an opportunity to do a Ted Lasso quote. And since you're getting compliments on your shirt, I just had to say, I had to type, he's here, he's there, he's every bleep and where, Roy Kent. Roy Kent.
What do you have to be sad about? Did one of the Paw Patrol dogs die? Okay. All right, well, let's get into it. So very first, we're going to talk throughout the night, kind of give our opinions. I will say that the awards ceremony, the accepting responses is no longer the case. So
Yep. You
can no longer vote. The awards have been awarded. If there was a ultimate tie, the tie did go to my opinion. So I kind of reserved that.
Question, did we have ties?
There was multiple ties for second and third place.
Okay.
If there was a tie for first place, I don't believe there was a single tie for first place anywhere. Okay. On the board.
Well, that's what's most important.
Correct.
That everything had a definitive winner, but like second and third place. So silver and bronze were decided by Brian Lee, which is fine. Yes. I'm fine with that.
Sort of decided by me.
It's the difference between like the Oscars and the Golden Globes, you know, like we just want to know what the voting is.
Fair. Well, we're going to be a little more transparent on the voting than they are sometimes. But let's get into it very first off. So, Mark, the very first category we have of the night was what was the best Disney Plus series set in the MCU in 2021? Your nominees are WandaVision, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Loki, What If, and Hawkeye. Mark, if you were to cast Golden Tony Award, which would get your vote?
I want to tell you, this was a very hard category for me as I cast my vote. For me, it was really between WandaVision and Loki. On any given day, I could flip a coin. I love both of them. They're so unique. They're so different. But at the end of the day, the one that I think was just groundbreaking television and the one that I think got us all so excited for what was to come was WandaVision. To me, that's the winner of this category.
I do want to throw this up there. I don't know if you have any more to give out, but Shauna says that you might need to give out another pin tonight.
If we hit, how many likes do we have right now on YouTube?
You can look that up while I do this. Yeah, that sounds good. All right. So we will go to that. And the Tony Award goes to WandaVision with 44.1% of the vote.
Wow. Not even close.
Silver goes to Hawkeye with 23.5% of the vote. And this is our first tiebreaker of the night where Falcon and Winter Soldier and Loki had 14.7% of the vote. And I cast my ballot for Loki. So Loki gets the bronze Tony Award.
I hope Mark wasn't listening to that.
He kind of knew it was coming already.
Oh, you prepped the landing?
I tried to. So congratulations to WandaVision. I have a feeling we will talk a little bit more WandaVision throughout the night.
Wait, we got to do this. And we can play them off with music. Accepting on behalf of WandaVision tonight is Brian Lee.
Yes, I would be the one to accept on
behalf. You would. So what would you say? So you channel your Elizabeth Olsen. And what would you say now holding that beautiful golden statue?
We'll hold old man Steve here. It was absolutely wonderful. Oh, I do have a Dundee award that I could hold. It was an absolutely wonderful experience. We are so grateful for the cast, the crew. Thank you to my mother. Thank you to my father. And Matt Shackman, who was the director, or Jack Schaefer was the writer. Just everybody just did a wonderful job on this show. And it was just absolutely fantastic. And it just, thank you.
I played you off.
I cannot do that 15 times. So we're
not going to have, that's the one time gag. I had to do that and play you off. It was just one little thing, man. I'm sorry. It was sticky, but this is why, you know, this is why small doses for me on Earth's Mightiest Weirdos. People know me. I get a little too sticky. You did upset Marky Mark. He says that is BS.
Yeah. Okay. He's here.
Yeah, which we know is Boba's spaceship. BS is Boba's spaceship. That's the official name of it now.
Babysitter.
Yeah.
Can't walk around with a big BS on my t-shirt. Yeah. So, I mean, again, I had to cast a vote and I would have put Loki second. So, I mean, I didn't completely ruin it. But, yeah. Okay. So next we will get into what was your favorite WandaVision theme song? Was it the 50s, which was A Newlywed Couple, the 60s of WandaVision, just over and over, 70s, We Got Something Cooking, 80s, Making It Up As We Go Along, my personal favorite, did not make the podium, I will tell you, so see, I didn't completely cheat. Let's Keep It Going from the Malcolm in the Middle 90s and 2000s, WV 2000 in the 2010s, or is it Agatha All Along? Mark, I have a feeling I know which way you would vote here.
Listen, there's only one way to go here. It was often repeated, but never could be fully duplicated. It was viral at some point. Even Tony Stark himself was dancing to Agatha All Along. It's the clear winner. I mean, it's almost not fair to put that in the category because it's just the kids are calling it it's a bop.
And I almost didn't include it, but it needed to be included.
The one that should win. Okay, so I'm going to remove that because that's the one that should win because it was, I mean, it's just amazing. I would go with the Family Ties-esque song from the 80s. I really enjoyed that one. To me, that one screamed, the Family Ties nostalgia was in my wheelhouse as a man of a certain age.
Yes, the Making It Up As We Go Along, as Mark said in United We Fan, the creepy 80s one with all the made up family pictures. Yes, absolutely. I thought that was the best song of all of them. That was my favorite. It actually only got 5.9% of the vote. It was really in fourth place. So, and the Tony Award goes to, as we knew it would, Agatha All Along takes the Golden Tony Award. Silver goes to WandaVision from the 60s. Very, very catchy. And in third place was We Got Something Cooking from the Mary Tyler Moore Show of the 70s.
Yeah, Patrick just dropped some knowledge on us. Agatha All Along was his number one song on Apple Music this year. Holly, congratulations. The Florida Fanatics just hit 500 subscribers over on their YouTube. I'm such an old sitcom fan, and I'm not going with Agatha. I can appreciate that. We have lots of calls for Agatha. I want to pull this one up because I like this comment just from Marky Mark. The answer is yes. Your podcast partner says, is this the closest we will get Brian to the Tonys? Yes.
You heard my kid when I asked him if he knew what the Tonys award were. He just stared at me in the face and had no idea. So, yeah, that sounds about right. Well, I mean, again, I almost didn't include Agatha All Along, but it needed to be included because that song. Oh, man.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
It's just so good. It's just so good. It's Patrick's number one streamed song for the year. It would have been up there for me, but I will say in 2022.
Well, it's not just
the song. We don't talk about Bruno.
Yeah, well, it's not just the song that was great. It was just a great moment. It was so tongue-in-cheek, the reveal of Catherine Hahn being the big bad. It was people who had banked on Mephisto, hearts were crushed all over the country when they had thought that we were finally going to get the reveal that Ralph was Mephisto and that like all of this was being orchestrated by Ralph and he was just a boner. He was just Ralph Boner next door. And it was Agatha All Along. So it was just such a fun, again, to encompass why that was the winner. It was just a fun, creative way of creating MCU content. We'd never had anything like that before. Even the reveal of the big bad was just amazing.
Yes. And if you want to listen to what we said about WandaVision, it is fun to go back and listen to. We took those old Diz Life Marvel Monday shows back when Mark was the host of Marvel Monday before I kind of
way back.
I'm the captain now, but we took a fun show and made it more fun. And we spent a lot of time talking about WandaVision. I loved it. I loved it so much.
Yeah, that was back when my wife was like, wait a minute, another show? And then we added the Star Wars thing. And it was like, hey, Brian, could you do me a solid so that my wife doesn't kill me? Will you take over this one show for me, man? Thanks.
Let your wife kill you. That'll work out good.
Yeah. Well, now we split. Like, at least we split. No wives are happy. Dwayne's wife's not happy. My wife's not happy. Your wife. No one's. The wives are mad. It's like the.
Hi, Linda. Hi, Lori. Hi, Kristen. We love you.
The Angry Podcast Wives Club is going to be the name of their podcast.
I would edit that for them. That'd be kind of fun, actually. All right. Well, let's move on to our next category. Still sticking with Disney Plus for now. The best villain in an MCU series. Is it Agatha Harkness from WandaVision? White Vision from WandaVision? I didn't even put the terrorist of Tyler Hayward on there. The Flag Smashers from The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. John Walker from The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. He Who Remains and the TVA in general. Or Kang the Conqueror from Loki. Ultron from What If. Or Kingpin and the Tracksuit Mafia from Hawkeye. Mark, I think you're going to go Loki on this one.
So this is a really, it's hard in that who is my favorite was He Who Remains in terms of just pure enjoyment
and surprise. Like the fact that they pulled it off without it getting out.
But so what makes a good villain is not just how well the role is performed, but I think a good villain should elicit an emotional or a visceral response from you. You should hate them. You should hate the villain and you should be rooting against the villain. Who is the and like, I know that this may not be the person who wins, but it's the person who should win because it's John Walker. Like the world hated John Walker in that series. Do you remember like the outcry when he first appeared? And then in the following weeks, people hated him, like myself included. Like we started to hate the real actor that we hated John Walker so much. He should win as the best villain because he's the one that America hated. But my favorite is Jonathan Majors. And I think we're going to get Agatha winning this if I had to predict what the people are going to pick.
So I will say that I think part of what I almost forgot John Walker on this list only because I was going off of the full series run. And I mean, not that he was a good guy by the end of the whole thing. However, he ended up fighting with Bucky and Sam. So he was a villain. He still kind of is a villain. We don't know what Val's whole deal is. Contessa Valentina Allegra DeFontaine. We have no idea what she's doing, who she's working for. She was hired by Eleanor Bishop to kill Clint Barton. So she's clearly not on like the good side of things, but we don't know what Val's up to. So John Walker was a villain in that series, but is he still a villain? We don't know. That's why I almost forgot about him, but I'm glad I remembered him.
Well, Dwayne clearly cast his vote for Aaron Kellyman, as you can see from that comment where he says, well, it certainly was not the Flag Smashers.
I regret to inform you after 113 ballots, every single one got a vote. Except for the Flag Smashers. Not one single vote went to the Flag Smashers. But Mark, we will award this one. And of course, you guessed it. It was Agatha all along. It's always Agatha all along. Very popular villain. Agatha House of Harkness is being developed for a reason over at Disney Plus. I love her. I cast my vote for her. She won with 58.8% of the votes. Second place was He Who Remains in the TVA from Loki at 23.5%, with John Walker coming in at third with 8.8% of the vote.
If I was betting on these three, like I bet back when I did with the horses, I would have boxed these in the trifecta and I still would have won. So I'm pretty happy with the fact that I picked all three first, second, and third finisher, and I would have boxed it. So I still would have came out on top.
Are you betting the ponies? Is that a thing?
Fun fact about me. I used to bet the ponies. I mean, I grew up in the shadow of Brendan Burnley Arena and the Meadowlands. So yeah.
Used to do so. Usually follows up.
Trotters. Well, my grandfather, God rest his soul. My grandfather used to really hound me when I would go to the track with my cousins. And this is in my early 20s, in my days of college. And my grandfather would get really, like really on my case that we would go. And so I eventually quit. I quit the races because my grandfather was just, he was really upset. Like he used to stand outside the door and beg and plead with me not to go to the races.
That's awesome. I love that.
I'm a mystery wrapped in an enigma, Brian Lee. I've lived enough life for like two men. I've done it all.
Marky Mark says Agatha is the most overrated nominee. Agreed to this.
Wow. Hot. Feeling hot.
I just
feeling hot.
I disagree. I disagree. Kara says Catherine Hahn is such a gem. She is absolutely correct.
Kara is absolutely right.
Jen Barkley for the win. All right. Well, let's move on. We will leave WandaVision in the dust if for just a little bit of time. Again, we said we are talking Spider-Man tonight. If you have not seen Spider-Man No Way Home, thank you for listening. If you do not want to be spoiled, come back and listen to us when you have seen it. But we are talking spoilers from Spider-Man No Way Home. Not a ton of it yet, but we are starting to talk about the films. So we wanted to give that spoiler warning again here. Uh-oh, I'm afraid what this means. Did we just witness the end of United We Fan? No. That's not even the biggest disagreement we had this week, I'm sure. So it'll work out just fine. Next category. What is the best film set in the MCU in 2021? July's release of Black Widow, September's release of Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings, November gave us Eternals, and December 17th changed the world with the release of Spider-Man No Way Home. Mark, I have to assume what your first place is, so I'm going to ask what your second place vote would go to.
Shang-Chi was incredible. It was the film I knew so little about, and I continue to watch it. My wife is not an MCU fan at all. She enjoyed Shang-Chi. We watched it on the couch, and she said, "This is a really good movie." It is. It's just a really solid movie. You don't need to be a comic book fan or nerd to really get into Shang-Chi. It's it spans genres. That's what's so cool about it. Simu Liu is just, I mean, like, he's the new media darling. Like, he's doing the nighttime circuit, and good for him. Good for him. He's the new thing in the MCU, and I'm here for it. It's not fair. Spider-Man was an Avengers Endgame level style film. Like, it was the culmination of nine films, man. I mean, it's just so good. It's so good.
Yes, it is. And I agree. If you have not seen Simu Liu in Kim's Convenience on Netflix, go check it out because it's hilarious.
Can I do this? Can we do a challenge accepted? Can we do a challenge accepted? Marky Mark on the live stream right now he's laid out the gauntlet. He says, "Mark, defend Eternals to those not as impressed as you are with it." Okay, so here's what's impressive about Eternals, Marky Mark. Eternals takes on millennia in terms of the story, that we have not had any Marvel movie that has had to work over the course of millennia. We've had ones that have worked over decades. We've ones that have spanned like hundreds of years. But the Eternals is a narrative that starts with basically the beginning of mankind and then goes up to modern day. The film could have been a disaster. The flashback sequences, all of it could have been such a hot mess, and it wasn't. It was not a hot mess. I understand that the pacing of it was not quite what a lot of people come to expect with the MCU, but it was a different style of film that we essentially added that many origin stories, and every character was very well developed. Some like too much so for like Brian, he hated Druig, but those characters got developed and fleshed out in a way that
he's the worst.
It made you either care for them or not like them. It had really good twists and turns. No one imagined that Icarus was going to turn out to be the guy that he was going to be. And while it was not a perfect film, it did some things that are really remarkable for the MCU. Like specifically, and I talked about this when I came on, I love the representation that we got in that film. It was so nice to see that everyone who watches that film can see a piece of themselves in Eternals. I'm not saying it's perfect, but I really take my hat off to what the project was. And I'm going to be in, if we get Eternals 2, I'm in. Like, I want to see what happens with that story. There you go, Marky Mark. There's my defense.
Shauna is correct. She said that she loved the reprisal of Trevor Slattery in Shang-Chi.
I'm not a threat, just an entertainer.
Trevor Slattery, I feel like if Earth's Mightiest Weirdos has accomplished nothing except for one thing, I hope it is how much you love Trevor Slattery now, because I think that is something that I want to take credit for some of our audience and how much they love Trevor Slattery.
And Marky Mark, I will agree with you on that. He says, can we agree it would have worked better as a show? Eternals would have been an amazing television show. Incredible.
You don't get all that talent to come in for a show, though. So
it was very episodic in the way that it worked. Mm-hmm. That all of those historical eras and epics could have been very well fleshed out in a television show. Amazing.
Dwayne says, do we know the current box office amount for Spider-Man? It is between $1.4 and $1.5 billion.
A lot.
A lot. Not Avengers Endgame level. However, Kara says, don't even get me started on Icarus. She hated the fact that Icarus. I think she was really looking forward to Gemma Chan and Richard Madden ruling the world. And it just didn't work.
Kara, I have to separate Richard Madden from Icarus moving forward because I love Richard Madden so much that I can't believe
he was fun in that role. Oh. Eternals does hit Disney Plus on January 12th. If you have not seen it, you will get your chance to see it at that time. Sean is with me on Trevor Slattery. Did somebody mention him in Iron Man?
Well, I panicked, but then I handled it.
All right, let's award the best film. 82.4% of the vote. We knew where it was going to go. Goes to Spider-Man No Way Home, as it should. That movie is absolutely incredible. Second place goes to the place where it should, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. The bronze goes to the aforementioned Eternals.
Very curious, Brian, what percentage of the vote did Black Widow pull in? Do you know?
82.4% to Spider-Man, 14.7% to Shang-Chi, 2.9% to Eternals, 0% to Black Widow.
What? Not a single vote for Black Widow?
Not a single vote for Black Widow.
That's embarrassing.
I also chalk it up to how many people voted for Spider-Man.
Such a poser.
No. That movie is, it may have come out at the wrong time. That movie's good, and I will die on that hill.
We'll discuss this on a later date.
Alexei Shostakov is incredible, and he was very underrepresented in lovable characters, and I'm very disappointed. Okay, let's move on to the best villain in a film. We do have Taskmaster in Black Widow, Dracov in Black Widow, Wenwu in Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, the Dweller in Darkness in Shang-Chi, the Deviants in Crow in Eternals, Arishem in Eternals, Doc Ock in Spider-Man No Way Home, Green Goblin in Spider-Man No Way Home, Electro in Spider-Man No Way Home. Mark, where are you going to go here?
So can I box him again? I'm going to go with my number one would be Green Goblin. Amazing that you can get Willem Dafoe, who can come back and perform that role again and give it such difference and nuance.
Including all of the stunts. That was his stipulation. He wanted to do his own stunts.
Amazing. If I had to box it, I would say the bottom row, I would say number one for me is the Green Goblin. Number two is, we kind of told the people now.
Wrong one.
Yeah, so we kind of told the people now. I'd have to say Electro is my number three.
All three of them, huh?
Yeah, I have to go with all three.
And the Tony Award goes to Green Goblin with the gold. Second place was Wenwu from Shang-Chi.
That makes me feel good. I'm happy with that.
I agree, because Tony Leung nailed that role, and I think that was a lot of fun. And the bronze Tony Award goes to Alfred Molina's Doc Ock.
Although he does turn, and he does help Spider-Man.
But he does give a really fun performance as just the crotchety old man.
Yeah.
Throughout the thing.
I'm wondering if Marky Mark and I feel the same way. One of them doesn't belong. Doc Ock to me is not. Yeah, he does. He makes a turn. He becomes a good guy. So.
Yeah, well. I mean,
Wenwu.
Eventually, Agatha's probably going to become a good guy at some point, too.
My dude is happy with those results. Dwayne Willie says, I don't hate it.
All right. Shauna says, no spider. No spider.
Yeah. She's not a fan of spiders, man. Why do it have to be snakes?
I don't know.
Wrong.
He's still a villain. I'm going to stick with it.
All right.
And you can have to vote for it if you didn't agree. But we got 52.5% of the vote did go to Green Goblin, 26.5%. So a hefty amount of people voted for Wenwu in second place, and then Doc Ock with 8.8%. Taskmaster got several votes, as did Electro.
Taskmaster was pretty cool. I have no problem with Taskmaster. It was one of the coolest elements of Black Widow.
Mark says the Eternals won. So does he mean the Deviants or Arishem? Because the Deviants, I mean, they still were villains.
But were they?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, they were.
I mean, Arishem was also a villain, but not a villain. So I can see what he's potentially saying there. That's fair enough. All right. Well, now it got fun. Not that it hasn't been fun before. Most lovable side character. Oh, we had 12 nominations plus a write-in if you wanted to. We have Jimmy Woo from WandaVision, Darcy Lewis from WandaVision, Phil Jones from WandaVision, and Ralph Boner, top row, all from WandaVision. In Black Widow, we had Alexei Shostakov. In Loki, we had Mobius. Also in Loki, we had Alligator Loki. In Shang-Chi, we had Katie. Also in Shang-Chi, Trevor Slattery and Morris. In Eternals, we had Karun, who is fantastic. And in Hawkeye, we had Lucky the Pizza Dog, as well as Jack Duquesne.
Hello, sweetie.
I'm just going to leave this here for the rest of the night. Jack Duquesne is just, I love him. I love him so much in his quest for the six-fingered man.
I love the TikTok that says, are we just going to forget that Jack ran around murking and stabbing dudes? Like, he really did. Like, he ran around with a sword stabbing people.
Yeah, but he only stabbed villains. Like, it was, as Hawkeye put it, was a massive flex.
But, okay, but how do you explain that? Like, okay, the cleanup of Rockefeller Center, the police roll in, and there's all these people that have been impaled by a sword, and then there's Jack standing there with the sword. It's like, I'm sorry, they were bad guys. You just killed like 15 dudes with a sword.
I would rather get stabbed than shrunk down and then carried away by an owl and then fed to its babies.
True story. So many good ones. This was my hardest category too, by the way.
What made these fun is you could pick up in this category, you could pick up to five. So it's kind of who got the most cumulative votes is kind of where it came from. And there was some really, really interesting results on this one.
So even with five, I still had a really, really tough time. Just to let you know, put that graphic up again and I'll tell you, let me tell you my,
I can't do it right.
Yeah, I went with Darcy. I went with Woo. I went with Alligator Loki. I went with Trevor Slattery and Mobius.
Mobius performed much better than I expected. The Tony Award goes to Jimmy Woo. Wait a second.
Uh-oh.
I lied earlier when I said there was never a tie for first place.
Uh-oh.
So Jimmy Woo and Mobius both had 47.1% of ballots cast for them.
That was like a Warren Beatty moment. Moonlight.
No. Because Jimmy Woo still wins because of the two, I picked Jimmy Woo. So
I pick Jimmy Woo too, so that there's no controversy.
Jimmy Woo with the Golden Tony Award. Second place, the silver goes to Mobius, also with 47.1% of ballots. And third place on 41.2% of ballots is Mr. Jack Duquesne.
That is a gigantic upset, in my opinion. That is huge.
Who would you have expected to have been third?
Trevor Slattery or Croaky. Like, dude, Croaky is beloved. Like, everyone loves Alligator Loki. Everyone.
The Red Guardian, man. I love him. I love him so much.
He's okay.
He only got 11.8% of votes, and I'm really bummed about it.
He's okay. The story where he has to make pee-pee on his hands, that's good stuff.
Katie from Shang-Chi, as well as Karun, performed well. That rounded out the top six. I'm sorry, fourth place would have gone to Trevor Slattery.
Kara wants a recount. Karun and Trevor not on the podium. Outrageous.
Should have voted more times. It wasn't a La La Land moment because I didn't change who the award went to.
No love for smart-ass Darcy. Yeah, I'm very surprised that Darcy did not do better than I thought she would have. Or she had a miniseries like Moonlight Presents.
And I don't know.
I don't know.
Morris should have an Olaf Presents. I like it.
I don't hate it. All right. That's good stuff, man. I will accept the ruling of the committee.
I think Jayla is rigged. I think she's mad about Lucky the Pizza Dog. That'd be my guess. All right. Let's see if I can do this right this time. Okay. Perfect. Next. Which new hero, non-Eternals hero, is your favorite? I did throw Sam Wilson in there because he's our new Captain America. So I did throw him in there. Our nominees are Monica Rambeau, introduced in WandaVision, Sam Wilson as the new Captain America, Sylvie in Loki, Yelena Belova, introduced as the new Black Widow, Captain Carter, played by Haley Atwell, Peggy Carter in What If, Shang-Chi, played by Simu Liu, and Kate Bishop, the new Hawkeye. Yes. Patrick says Morbius got delayed until April 1st. That movie has been delayed so many times. It is extremely laughable. And now you put it on April Fool's Day and you expect me that it's going to come out. Like, I don't know why the company that just had a $1.5 billion movie thinks movie theaters aren't successful anymore. I don't know.
Maybe it's just not going to be a good movie.
Well, I think it's honestly also giving them time to add more Michael Keaton vulture stuff.
I'm very torn on this. My heart and my head go two different places. My head think that it should be Shang-Chi, but my heart is with Yelena, man. She is just amazing. I apologize. I love my wife. I have a crush. I have such a crush on her. I love her so much.
On Yelena?
I'm sorry. I do. I really do.
I get it. She's amazing. I get it. Well, the Tony Award goes to Yelena Belova, with 50% of ballots having cast her way. 47.1% of ballots went to Kate Bishop, and 44.1% went to Shang-Chi.
Dude, if she can make eating macaroni and cheese with sriracha look amazing and compelling, she should win.
Apparently it's good. I've seen it on TikTok now. People are trying it.
I've never done it. But then again, that's like the people who put the tajin seasoning on the watermelon. I'm not going anywhere near that after my pineapple fiasco with the tajin seasoning at Epcot's Flower and Garden. I'm not trying it, man.
Fool's gold. Shauna says, Sean, a.k.a. Shang. You change your name from Shang to Sean? All right. I love it. All right. Which Eternals? That's what's next. So let's not click the wrong one again.
There we go.
Who is your favorite Eternal? We had Cersei, played by Gemma Chan. Icarus, played by Richard Madden. Thena, played by Angelina Jolie. Ajax, Salma Hayek. Kingo, Kumail Nanjiani. Sprite, Leah McHugh. Fastos, Brian Tyree Henry. Makari, played by Lauren Ridloff. Druig, played by Barry Koenig. And I apologize if I pronounced that incorrectly. Gilgamesh, played by Don Lee. Dane Whitman, played by Jon Snow himself. He knows nothing. Kit Harington. And Eros, a.k.a. Star Fox, played by the one and only Harry Styles, the man that showed up on my screen and I had no idea who it was.
Who?
Who?
Mark, are you a One Direction fan?
I'm not, but I did know that it was Harry Styles. I didn't realize it.
Like, I've seen Dunkirk, so.
Yeah, I'm not a big enough One Direction fan to know any of their songs. Isn't Changes, right? Let me know in the comments. Just now with the night changes. Isn't that One Direction? Or not? Yeah. Isn't that
sounds like a Jonas Brothers song to me. I have no idea. But do not expect a One Direction versus Jonas Brothers United We fan anytime soon.
Marky Mark's going to yell at me right now if I got this wrong in the comments. So if I'm wrong, please don't yell at me. I'm not a One Direction fan.
Jared Welch says Jon Snow. I don't know if he knew that Jon Snow was in the MCU now. He is going to be Black Knight. He is going to be showing up with Blade because, spoiler alert, Blade is in the post-credit scene, sort of.
He's gonna take the black, pun intended, in the next film.
Mark, who was your favorite Eternal?
This was hard. Gut reaction is going to be Gilgamesh. I really liked Gilgamesh. Really hard to pick though over Gemma Chan. Gemma Chan was breathtaking in this movie. She was really good.
This was probably one of the most hotly contested of the multiple vote ones of the night. The Tony Award goes to.
Wow, I'm not even close. Fastost
with the Golden Tony Award. Silver goes to Kingo and bronze goes to Makari.
Dude, I think that's a giant upset, if I'm being honest. I really do. I think that's a huge upset. That's a big win.
I think from a representation standpoint, what Fastos meant to a lot of people is a big deal. Makari being not only a woman of color, but also deaf. Yeah. I think there's a lot of representation in there. And we talked about this on our Eternal spoiler review of you can look at that screen and you can find somebody like you at any point on that screen. And it's really, really cool.
Yep. Kara Wright. Gemma Chan got nothing.
She got nothing of the podium. That is true. So 35.3% went to Fastos. A close second at 32.4% went to Kingo. 29.4% went to Makari. Thena also, she was at 26%. Gilgamesh there at 20.6%, Cersei at 17.6%.
How little did Icarus get? Stephanie Wyatt wants to know.
Icarus got 5.9% of the vote, tied for last place with three other characters. Ajak, I'm surprised Ajak got 5.9% of the vote. Sprite and Eros, Thanos.
Aw, I feel bad for Sprite. I like Sprite.
I mean, she was kind of a villain.
She's
if know. Icarus is a villain, she was kind of a villain. But Kingo also like just kind of left. So
yeah, he won. He straight up beasted.
But then he gets pulled off of the planet at the end. So we'll see.
This is true.
I love Camille Nanjiani. I think he's hilarious. All right. So that is that one. Angelina Jolie, Athena got, 26% of the vote. She did well. Best new hero suit. We do have the Scarlet Witch, Captain America. I love that white.
I love that. I know. Oh,
I love it. Black Widow with her white suit. Shang-Chi. Hawkeye got his new comic accurate suit. Spider-Man had the Inside Out black suit.
It's good branding.
His Hawkeye. Nanotech suit.
It's good branding, Hawkeye. It's good branding. It's on brand.
It makes the black suit in Spider-Man makes me laugh. They just needed to sell toys, so they just turned his suit inside out because he just made his own suit in the last movie. It cracks me up, and I love it. Where are you going here? My guess is you're going Captain America.
Captain America. It's not that easy of a decision though. The Wanda final reveal. I think with that though, it's not just the costume. It was the way in which it was revealed. It was just really cool. But Cap all day with me.
With 41.2% of the vote, taking home the Golden Tony Award is the Scarlet Witch.
I knew it was going to be. Yeah, I was going to say Elizabeth Olsen looks really great in it. So
I'm sure that's part of it as well. 32.4% of the vote did go to the Silver Tony Award to Sam Wilson as Captain America and Spider-Man's nanotech suit that he gets after curing Doc Ock takes third. I hope it's working. People seem to be commenting and having a good time. So
yeah, like I love this, dude. This is a lot of fun. I love to see how invested people were in it. And I think by and large, I think the voting public has done a really good job. I mean, the Eternals category surprised me a little bit, but I think that they're the pulse of the people is pretty accurate. I'm loving what you, good work, everyone. Nice job.
Like I said, I feel like it's accurately representing our audience, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good stuff. This is my favorite. I like this one. This one's fun.
All right. So the next one, which was your favorite comics accurate suit to show up on screen this year? I don't think I missed any, but again,
I'm going to be really controversial with mine. Well, not controversial in that I think that most people are not going to vote this way. I'm going with Classic Loki, and I'm throwing Classic Loki a vote here. I love that suit. It's just it's so depressing. It's so depressing looking when you see him that, I mean, he looks and feels like he's been stuck in the void for forever in that suit. And, you know, just like kind of like waiting for the end of something. And I love that moment. That's one of my favorite moments of anything that we got in the MCU when he distracts the monster and he builds like the vision or the replica of Asgard. And that's a really, really fun costume. I mean, I know Wanda's going to win here, but I would cast my vote for a Classic Loki.
You think so? Do you?
I do.
The Golden Tony Award goes to Peter Parker as Spider-Man, winning with his final suit of the film. Second place, Wanda Maximoff with the Silver Tony Award, and Classic Loki coming in with 21.2% of the vote to take the bronze statue.
I love you, Classic Loki. I love you so much.
Potentially more to come from Classic Loki later in the episode.
I'll never let go. I'll never let go.
Okay, so I'm willing to, if we need to change it, because this one I did forget about straight up. So I was a gigantic tiebreaker on this one. Disney Plus series you are most anticipating in 2022. I was a gigantic tiebreaker, like I said. We have Moon Knight, She-Hulk, Ms. Marvel, and the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special. Mark, I would like you to rank these 1 through 4, please.
Moon Knight, She-Hulk, Marvel, Guardians. The only reason I'm not psyched about Guardians is the only holiday special that I have to go off of is the Star Wars Holiday Special, and I'm still suffering post-traumatic stress disorder from that. So it's hard for me to see how this is going to be any different at this point, but I'm holding out hope.
Yeah, well, I mean, you never know, man. It could just go great, or it could just...
Is Lumpy in it?
I hope so. With a massive Star Wars fan that James Gunn is, there's obviously going to be references. I think Mark Hamill is going to show up as Santa Claus in the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special. I have said that on Earth's Mightiest Weirdos with the help of other weirdos, Kevin and Ryan. Mark, 26.5% of the vote to Moon Knight, 26.5% of the vote to She-Hulk, 26.5% of the vote to the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special.
Get out of here.
We had a 3-way tie.
Wow.
For first place, and 20.6% of the vote to Ms. Marvel. I have awarded the Golden Tony Award to Moon Knight because it is my number one, and my second place getting the silver is She-Hulk, and third place going into the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special because I said so. Is that fair? Let us know in the comments if you disagree. But as of the moment.
Yeah, I support your decision. So it stands.
All right.
It stands.
She-Hulk is going to be awesome. Mark says She-Hulk, then Moon Knight, then Ms. Marvel, then Guardians. I think he shares your same sentiment with Guardians. I think Guardians is going to be fun, but it's a one and done. Kara says, don't worry. I didn't break any ties for first place because she cast her vote for Ms. Marvel. I know she's really looking forward to it.
Jared says rigged. Jared, who did you want to see? I'm just curious. Who did
you want to see? I would like to know too. Yeah. 26.5% 3-way tie. That was pretty interesting. I was kind of hoping for like a 25% if we're going to go that crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Next we have most anticipated film in the MCU in 2022, May 6th, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Thor, Love and Thunder, July 9th. Don't quote me on that. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, November 11th of all this year. Mark, where are you going to go here?
So prior to all of the drama on set, I probably would have said Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Just because I was very curious to see as to what direction they were going to go. But given all the stuff that's been going on and the nonsense that's been going on set, I've lost a lot of interest in the film, and I think I'm hoping they can save it and salvage it. So that said, and seeing the trailer, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness has my attention for now, but give me all the Thor and Jane Foster I can get.
Jane Foster. Interesting. She's not a super popular character in the MCU at the moment. However, this Jane Foster, I feel, is going to be very, very different.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're very close. It's like 1 and 1A for me.
I do believe Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is very much riding the high of what is Spider-Man No Way Home. Plus, it is the next film to show up with 50% of the vote. Doctor Strange into the Multiverse in the Multiverse of Madness. Silver is Black Panther Wakanda Forever. And third place with 23.5% of the vote is Thor Love and Thunder.
See, now, I just want to get your opinion on this too. Like, this film is getting released this year, and there's still a lot of turbulence going on set. I mean, they're not finished with principal photography, are they?
Nope. They had to shut down because of an injury that Letitia Wright suffered, and then she can't get back into the country because of COVID protocols.
I would be shocked if that movie doesn't get pushed. I mean,
we don't know how much left they have to do. We don't know what their plans are with who's going to be the new Black Panther. So how important is one character to the story? She was pretty important to the first one. We don't know. We really have no idea what's going to happen. The Marvels is due out in February of 23. I don't Nia DaCosta as the director for that one. I don't know if that one's far into filming either. If they have to push it, I think we may just end up with two films this year. I really don't know. But the fact that it got pushed from July to November, it's gotta get done. But yeah, there's been some turmoil on set. There's no question about that.
It's crazy.
All right. Well, I feel like I probably beat a dead horse a little bit when it came to moments, because I provided so many of them, but I didn't get a lot of write-ins, so I feel better about that. But I wrote in one. Well, you wrote in one because I'd forgotten one, and then it ended up getting many, many votes after that. So thank you for casting your vote early. That helped me fix my mistake.
And for those people who want to know, my write-in vote was for classic Loki and his glorious purpose. That was my write-in.
So instead of going through every single one, I'm obviously not going to do that. With all the ones that I did put on there, we only had a single moment not get one vote, and that was T'Challa Star-Lord fighting the Collector at the end of What If's Episode 2. Everything else got at least one single vote, so I'm pretty proud of that.
Really?
But I'm obviously not going to go through every single one, so we're going to go with, well, it was a good write-in, and did it pay off? Yes, it did, because number 9 on our list of MCU series moments is classic Loki fulfilling his glorious purpose.
Holla. Yes.
So that one performed very well, very, very well. So congratulations. You could vote up to 10 times for these or up to 10 moments. So these are the top 10 moments with the most votes. So number 10, Dancing Zemo. Of course, Dancing Zemo was wonderful. It was a cultural phenomenon at the time. Number 9, classic Loki fulfills his glorious purpose. Number 8, Yelena and Kate Bishop fight in the elevator when Kate reveals her costume and pushes all the buttons. It's great. In Hawkeye, the 360-degree car chase. Loki wakes up to seeing all the other Loki variants in Loki. Number 5, Rogers the Musical. That one really surprised me, actually, that scored so high, because people all of a sudden really don't like it.
That might be recency bias, though. That's okay. We'll keep going.
That's fair. I mean, there's only... I wasn't going to wait too long to do the Tony Awards. Number 4, Wanda casts the runes and becomes the Scarlet Witch.
Oh, so good.
Number 3, Vision saying, what is love if not persevering? Or what is grief if not love persevering? Sorry, I mistyped that. That's a great moment. That entire scene of them in the Avengers compound. Really good stuff in the 8th episode of WandaVision. Number 2, Yelena and Kate's girls' night over the mac and cheese with the hot sauce. Mark, if you had to guess, do you have any inkling as to what the best Disney Plus moment was in the MCU?
I don't. I would have thought it would have been Wanda casting the runes and revealing herself as the Scarlet Witch. That would have been my pick.
You're going to know when you hear it.
Wow.
As usual, it is Agatha all along. Agatha all along. We talked about how great of a moment that was earlier on. That scene is just great, the way it built up. Everyone expected Mephisto. They didn't get Mephisto. Instead, they got who we thought might have been a villain all along, but then we officially figured it out.
Catherine Hahn, Agatha Harkness, the big winner of the first Tony Awards. That's huge. I mean, it's clear. I mean, she's getting her own series, that clearly she resonated with the fans. I am not surprised at all. Congratulations to Catherine Hahn. Congratulations to Agatha. I love it, man.
I'm really bummed she didn't show up for the acceptance award, but whatever.
If you would like to accept, I mean, you're more than welcome to come on a future episode of Earth's Mightiest Weirdos. If anyone's got a phone number of a talent agent, please, like, call her on behalf of the two weirdos that are sitting here. We'd love to have Catherine Hahn come on and accept.
I'd have far more of an ask than to accept her Tony Award. I would ask a few more questions. Half WandaVision, half Parks and Rec.
She's a peach.
I love her. I love her so much. Okay. Well, that was, as Mark said, that was our biggest award from a Disney Plus standpoint for the night. We still have the biggest award from the films. Again, every single moment got a vote except for Peter 2 and Doc Ock meeting back up with each other on the bridge at the end of Spider-Man.
Aww.
It surprises me that didn't get one vote, where he says, I'm just trying to do better. Interesting.
Yeah, that deserved the vote.
But it did not get one. But again, you could vote 10 times total. This was spread out very, very nicely. Again, Spider-Man spoilers ahead. Spider-Man spoilers ahead before I pull this up. Mark, do you remember these moments? Do you remember what your maybe top three were?
I don't. There were so many at that point. I think I was, it was really hard to pick. I can't remember.
That is fair. Number 10, the Black Widow family dinner when Red Guardian comes out of the bathroom and says it still fits. I love that scene so much. Number 9, Trevor and Morris are found in the dungeon in Shang-Chi. Number 8, the scaffolding fight scene in Shang-Chi. That
so good.
That fight scene's great. It's hard to believe that it's not even the best fight scene in the movie.
No.
Number 7, the laboratory scene with Peter, and just all the conversations that come out of there, the cool youth pastor and everything else. Number 6, Aunt May says, with great power, there must also come great responsibility.
Rip my heart out again, Brian. Thanks.
Right before she, spoiler alert, doesn't make it out alive. It's a tough scene.
So many pockets.
Number 5, this vest has so many pockets. The conversation between Yelena and Natasha. Number 4, Matt Murdock is revealed to be Peter Parker's lawyer.
That's a Daredevil surprise.
Is officially in the MCU. People like Daredevil, man. Charlie Cox is great as Matt Murdock. I'm very excited about it. Number 3, surprising to me, Peter 3 saves MJ. I thought that was going to win.
That probably would have been my number 1.
I think it's my number 1 as well. Number 2, the Shang-Chi bus fight.
Incredible. So good. The fact that we saw so much of it in the trailer and it still was that great, in spite of the fact that we saw how much of it in the trailer. But Razor Fist for the win. Love that guy.
Having seen all of the other ones, do you have a guess as to what number 1 would be?
No clue, man. I'm ready. I'm surprised.
The number 1 moment in the MCU films for the year are the Peter portals Ed's Lola's house.
Yay.
The arrival of Peter 2 and Peter 3 in the MCU officially. A worthy winner of the best moment in the MCU films for the year. Again, my vote probably would have gone to Peter 3 saving MJ just because of how monumental that was for that character.
So awesome. Andrew Garfield stole the show for me, though. I'm just curious, of the three Peters coming out of this movie, who was your favorite? I don't think we've talked about that.
Who is my favorite Peter in this solo film, or is who my favorite Peter overall?
Who was your favorite in this film?
Andrew Garfield.
Mine too.
Quite a bit, actually.
Yeah, he was
the most enjoyable on screen. And I said it in this week's United We Fan, my hot take of the week is Andrew Garfield is officially better than Tobey Maguire for me.
Wow. You should push that button. Not
better than Tom Holland, but Andrew Garfield is officially number 2.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Wow. Good stuff. Kara likes it. I agree with the top 3 in that order.
Peter portals showed up on 58.8% of the ballots. The Shang-Chi bus fight showed up hard, man. 52.9% of the ballots. And then Peter 3 saving MJ showing up on 50% of the ballots cast.
That was close. That was really close for number 1.
Very, very close.
So Shauna Van Dyne says Tobey Maguire is her Spider-Man.
I get it. It's my wife's Spider-Man still. So I get it. Eternals did not sneak into a top 10 moment. Not overly surprising for me. That movie was actually hard to narrow down specific moments that would have made it. So I think Cersei's vision with Arishem is a top 10 moment in the MCU this year, but I get why it didn't make it.
Yeah.
So, well, that is the end of the Tony Awards. Thank you so much, everybody.
Yeah. Nice job to everyone. Thank you for inviting me to this. I really had a good time. This, when you texted me over the weekend, you're like, hey, do you want to sit next to me and reveal the winners? I was like, yes.
Well, thank you for coming. We do have a few programming notes. First and foremost, Mark, why don't you tell the people about Babu's frickin' podcast?
So Brian and I, and we moonlight as Star Wars guys, along with a gentleman who was in high school with me, my best man at my wedding. I was the best man at his, Michael Ruby. And the three of us form the Jedi Council. And every other week we talk Star Wars and Babu's frickin' podcast. But for the Book of Boba Fett, we are going to be talking the Book of Boba Fett every single Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are going to be recapping the last episode of The Book of Boba Fett for Star Wars Sunday. So go and tune in for that and join us in a galaxy far, far away. And then afterward, we haven't really decided if we're going to continue with a live stream. If it's popular, like I know Jared Welch likes watching the podcasts here with people. If it pulls people and we're getting a good response and we're getting a lot of views, the Jedi Council is open to continuing it that way. But if not, then, you know, we usually will record and record on a Sunday. But that's my sales pitch to you guys. Please come out, show up, support us in our live stream, because we would love to have people to talk Star Wars with.
Absolutely. And if you didn't know, Babu's freaking podcast existed well before this past Sunday with the launch of Book of Boba Fett. You can go back anywhere you find your podcasts, find several episodes, probably what, 20 episodes, Mark? Maybe not that many since we were doing every other 16. Week. Yep. 16 episodes of Star Wars talk while we were talking The Bad Batch, among other things, including a retrospective on The Last Jedi, which I like more than Mark, and The Rise of Skywalker, which Mark very much likes more than me. So some fun conversation around Star Wars there for sure. And Earth's Mightiest Weirdos programming note and Babu's freaking podcast, I will not be able to join this Sunday. Should I tell the people? I don't think
I'll tell the people.
I'm going to be on a plane to paradise. I'm going to Hawaii, and I'm very, very excited. Hawaiian government, please tell me I can still come.
I'm very jealous.
We will promise to keep to ourselves. We will do everything we can, but we are going to Hawaii. So I will not be on Babu's freaking podcast this Sunday because of my trip to Hawaii with my wife and only my wife. Earth's Mightiest Weirdos will be taking a week off next week. We will return on Monday, January 17th with Earth's Mightiest Weirdos and MCU Family Feud, Team Diz Life, Mark, Dwayne, and Mike Ruby from Babu's freaking podcast will be Team Diz Life. We also have Team Discord, the other team from my friends, the weirdos who have shown up. Team Discord is going to be represented by Kevin, Anthony, and Jim.
Oh my gosh, we're going to get destroyed. destroyed. It's all right. It's all for fun.
Keep an eye on this Diz Life podcast. There will be another survey similar to the Tony Award ballot where you can fill in your answers for the survey. Says some of the questions are very, very MCU heavy of who's your favorite character. And some of the others, like what can you find in Tony Stark's glove compartment?
Are you going to do like survey says? Are you going to poll our people for?
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. I'm not playing this.
Amazing.
I am playing a Diz Life Discord game where we are going to have official answers from our people. So if the 113 that showed up for the Tony Award ballots show up heavily for the Family Feud survey, we should get some really good answers. I'm super excited for it.
I like that.
So like join that. Us well, 32 weeks from tonight, where we'll be doing an MCU Family Feud. Mark, anything else you need to plug before we get out of here?
Yeah, I mean, we have Babu's freaking podcast that you can get over at, and I put the URL podpage.com, Babu's-freaking-podcast. But join us on this Diz Life podcast. My podcast partner is in the chat supporting us as one of our channel moderators. Myself and Dwayne Willey had an incredible time. We had season 3 just kicked off. Our first episode of the year drops on Wednesday, and we did The Wizarding World of Harry Potter versus Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Which land was the most immersive and most incredible? You had a Disney guy, and I mean, Dwayne's as neutral as you get with both of these. It was a really fun episode where we kind of debated the merits of both, and it's going to be sure to upset a lot of people. I'll tell you that.
Marky Mark is correct. A new episode of United We Fan on Wednesday as well. We did our New Year's countdown where we counted down from 5 to 1. Many things throughout 2021, all around our top 5 films of the year, including our top 5 most anticipated films, most anticipated television shows, our top 5 film or television shows of the year, and a random Rushmore that I can't spoil for you. Mark, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it. For the children.